Warning, the following podcast was intended only for an immature adult audience. Movie quotes, song lyrics, and historical facts are paraphrased rather than verbatim based solely on the limited intellect of the dude speaking, for they are not scholars, but rather uncultured. This is their attempt to become cultured dudes. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Culture Dudes, a show where two somewhat cultured dudes try to become a bit more cultured each week. I'm Justin, and all the way out in sunny LA, my co-host, Funkle Hipster. What's going on, man?
I'm having a great day, man.
I know. There's some snafus that you had, but, you know, proud of your tenacity and the way that you can just bounce back. So
I'm pushing through, man. I appreciate that support, so thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Glad I could be a sounding board for you where you can just, you know.
Ugh. I needed that, man, just to let things out and vent a little bit. Everybody needs to have that. How about you, man?
I'm doing okay. So this week, this week, Funkle and I do a top five. So we list our top five songs.
A little fun.
We love whistling to. But before we get into that, Funkle, what have you been digging this week?
Well, I got a couple things that we don't traditionally go over for what I've been digging.
Really?
One of them's a pair of shoes.
Oh, shit.
Yep. I got a new pair of shoes, brand new.
What'd you got? Tell me.
I've been asking about this for a couple of years now. I like to say, and I'd like for other people to say it this way, Lululemon.
Lululemon?
Lululemon.
Lululemon?
That's right. They have otherwise known as Lululemon.
Oh, see, I didn't know that's what they were called. Oh. I just knew them as Lululemon.
Lululemon. Lululemon. So they have finally answered all my questions and inquiries about men's shoes, and they have two pair. They have like a casual canvas one, and they also have some athletic ones, and these athletic ones that I got, a little salty, a little pricey, as Lululemon do.
Lululemon
do.
Thank you.
but it is well worth it. They are the most comfortable shoes I've ever had. They are not a sponsor, but I was a little butt sore after paying what I did, but I had a little plantar fasciitis situation going on.
Oh, dude, that's
took
no joke, though.
Right away.
That's
I
no
put them on,
joke.
Took one step, no problems. I was like, damn, they're supporting this arch. So,
I'm going to say that's. Just
so that's why I'm digging.
These look cool. Which ones did you get? The gray ones?
The black and with the white sole, the athletic ones, the runners.
Oh, the Beyond Feels.
Beyond Feels. That's exactly right. Oh, man. They're so sharp, comfortable. Man. They are comfortable as shit.
Oh, dude. They got some cool colors, though.
They might, but I just went with the black with the white sole because that's what I got.
With the white sole?
That's right.
Oh, okay. Cool. Look at these guys.
Oh, wow. That's funky.
They're kind of fun.
Yeah. Kind of fun. But yeah, Beyond Feel. They are dope. They feel great. And
Beyond Feel?
And Beyond.
They feel beyond.
Yeah. So that's what I've been digging. I've been rocking these out, and I'm hoping to get a sponsorship because I'm doing some video. And your boy's getting hard. Boy's getting hard for the summer. It's going to be body laundry summer because I'm going to be rocking some abs and washing some clothes.
Nice.
Body laundry.
Yeah, I got it. Body laundry.
You got it.
Nice. I picked it up.
That's right. So yeah. And they're great. So, I've been using those and my feet feel great with them. So
nice, man.
That's one thing that I've been digging. Also cool. Another non-typical one, but I love me some Trader Joe's new products. And
what you got?
I got some kimbap that's in the freezer section, but it's like a roll of sushi. And it's got some Korean soy barbecue in there and, nice. It is really tasty. And you just like cut open a corner of it, put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, and then chow down on it. It's fucking delicious. Yeah. Got some soy sauce.
Do you dip it in like some soy sauce then?
Some people do. I got some other sauces that I've been putting them in, like some gyoza sauce, which is dope.
I've had that at Flat Top. That shit's good.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Stuff is good, man.
But yeah, just one roll of those. I think they're 9 pieces, and that's good for lunch.
That's awesome, man.
Pretty healthy. And a lot of people say that sushi is like almost like the perfect food because
nice,
you get some lean protein in there, you get some veggies, and then you get some carbs from the rice.
I'm saying that's also filling too, that rice. So
for sure, yeah. Cool, man. So yeah, nice. The kimbap and Trader Joe's freezer section is really, really good.
You know, we have a Trader Joe's now, so maybe I'll go out there and check it out. Out Southwest.
Yeah.
Oh, and get Jeff those Point. Fucking might go out there and
Korean
look.
Pancakes, man. Those
I need some of those.
Those are dessert, man. Those are so good.
The problem though is when you're like feeling down, is I'm gonna smash on that. Like,
oh yeah, you will.
Like, I'm not.
You
of
haven't
ice
even
cream
had them
from
yet.
Our last venture.
Yeah, you might throw them in some fucking ice cream.
I might have to roll them up, cold stone that bitch. You know what I'm saying, dude? Like,
well, if you get one of those things and you heat it up, and then you put ice cream, a little dollop of ice cream on top of it. And cut into that. Talking. You got like a skillet situation.
Now I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
Let's fucking do
yeah.
it.
Look at that smile on this kid.
Look at this guy. See this smile?
Oh my God.
That's my fat. I'm an inner fat boy and outer fat boy. They're high fiving right now. They're
yeah.
Like, pancakes, motherfucker.
That's right. Start that diet next week.
Chubby boys.
Chubby boys. Yeah. So there's some good stuff at the Trader Joe's. So hit up TJ's.
Nice. I'll go visit them.
And then we get into some music. So have you ever heard of a group or a guy called Dayglow? Dayglow.
I feel like I've heard that, but I don't know.
Okay.
The name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
There is a song called Can I Call You Tonight that's kind of catchy. Millions of people are liking it. And I'd never heard of Dayglow, but he's got quite the following. I think 17 million monthly listeners.
This song alone has 573 million.
Yeah, just heard it. Right. It was catchy and fun.
Let's see.
Yeah. It's something that you would listen to like in the afternoon, getting ready to go out for the night.
Yeah, this is fun so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
You put I this on quite a bit,
and it's all about can I call you tonight? Let's go do something. Let's have some fun.
Cool, man.
Yeah. Where's that voice? I thought the voice was coming in. I was trying to be quiet. Yeah. I don't like the scrubbing thing, so I'd like to talk over
scrubbing.
It a little bit. You love the scrub.
I love Scrub. I'm not doing it.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Dayglow. I dig this.
Yeah, this is our kind of shit, man. But yeah, never heard this guy before.
Super cool.
Hundreds of millions of listens.
Wow, good on you, Dayglo. Yeah.
Dayglo's got more listens than the Rolling Stones.
But more importantly,
yeah.
Look at those kicks.
Yeah, some cool kicks, man.
Those are some cool kicks.
Digging
man.
Those.
I dig those.
Yeah,
dig them the most.
You know it. Okay, so that's Dayglo. I'm sure cool. Other people, all the kids are loving him. Yeah. And then I got one that's you. I thought of you like immediately. It's kind of like we won't be able to watch the video and listen to the music, but okay. The video is what got me.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. But the music is good too, and you would be surprised because this is not a typical Funko like.
Okay.
Right?
What was it? The song that made you think of me, or was it the video?
Well, both. Both.
Okay.
Yeah, but you would dig the video, but the song is "We Got the Moves." Have you ever heard of what is it? I think it's Electric Callboy.
It is Electric Callboy. Okay. I've not heard of this. You gonna play it?
Play We Got the Moves.
What the fuck is this?
Exactly.
He's got like an Oliver Tree vibe going on here.
Exactly. Yes. Okay, you hearing the music?
What the fuck? What?
I love it.
What?
This is not my music.
What?
But the video. The video. Yes, those boys. They got the moves. They got those moves. Oh, I can't wait for you to watch the video after this.
What?
Wow. It's kind of like that satisfaction thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, so this is kind of like that's that. Cool. And apparently they have some other videos that are similar, just really bizarre, but fun. Just having a good time. Electric Callboys.
They formed in 2010 under the name Eskimo Callboy.
How about that?
Which is just as fun.
Yeah, yeah. So,
all right, man. Cool.
So, yeah, those are those.
Wasn't expecting that.
I know. That might be a new thing for you, buddy.
But I'm kind of digging it, man.
Yeah.
I'm kind of digging it. All
yeah,
right,
if you didn't get your monster in the morning, you could put that on and you are ready to go.
Fucking ain't right, man.
You're ready to shoot some AKs.
Yeah, only over 10.
If what only. So, and here's a new one. Okay. And this is kind of a fun story. I don't know exactly verbatim, but I'm putting a whole album that I've been liking. A whole album. Yes. I'll just run it through, and it's called Sylvia. S-Y-L-I. Wait, there's a V in there somewhere. S-Y-L-V-I-E. Sylvie. Sylvie. I said Sylvia. Sylvie.
You said Sylvia.
Yeah.
Sylvie by Sylvie?
Yes. Yes. So this.
All right, so buckle up, guys. We're going to listen to the whole album starting with
yeah.
What a.
You can just put the first
song?
One on, the fall one.
The Fall's on Me. Here we go.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Sold.
It's great. But, sold. Go ahead and go down a little bit about, and it says about the artist.
Okay.
And read that. Here. You're a better reader than I am, so go ahead and read that out loud. Yeah.
The spacing on it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
But here we go. In 1975, John Schwab and his band Mad Anthony... Oh, that's kind of like a Fort Wayne sounding thing.
Ooh.
Sat in a barn in Southern California and recorded their songs. It was a narrative that was common during this period. The band was close to a recording deal, but it never came. Oh. And the tapes were stored in a box in a closet.
Yeah.
Decades later, in a small town in Ohio, his son Ben Schwab came across them. The recordings would imprint a sound and feeling that he would end up chasing. They were timeless, effortless, and soulful. A harmonic bright right. Birthright, excuse me. Birthright.
Yeah.
Sylvia
How cool
is
that?
The full return of the music lineage and spirit that lived in those lost yet beloved cassettes and reels. True Mad Anthony's form, Ben and his friends also sat around in a garage in LA to make these recordings. Of course, his father's voice is featured prominently. He sings one of the songs, Not Much Has Changed. Written by Mike Collins, who's a drug dealer. It just says Mike Collins, parentheses, drug dealer.
Drug dealer is the name of a band.
Yeah, I figured. Okay. It's still funny. It's still funny.
Do you not know that band, Drug Dealer?
No, I know that it's a band just because there's a link to it, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with the band.
Oh, that's one that I was going to put on a couple months ago. But Drug Dealer is a good band. I think you would dig. Yeah.
This
pretty cool, gorgeous. Right?
I love this.
And this is a good vibe, right? You hearing are you hearing her voice?
Yeah. I was talking over it, but I heard it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And this is what I've been doing. Just listening to this, like, album during my sunset
walk. So Sylvie is the son re-recording what his dad did?
I didn't understand. That's why I wanted you to read it. So he found the tapes, and they mixed some of the tapes, but he also recorded some of his own music with it.
Yeah, because it says that his dad's voice can be heard.
Right.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm here for it, though. Yeah. I like that a lot.
It's really good. I think that it was published last year, 2023?
This one was 2021, but they have an album in 2022 called Hold On Magnolia.
Okay. So there's like
a
pandemic
in 2023.
Thing. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I really
dig
that.
I love that vibe, man. And each song is like that vibe. So it's pretty good.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to save this.
Kind of reminds me of like a Karen Dalton.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, that was something that I've been digging. And then I watched a couple things.
Okay, what you got?
On Max, they have The Truth versus Alex Jones. Do you know who Alex Jones is?
I do, but I didn't know there was a new doc out.
There was a doc out, and he was the one that came out with, kept saying for years about the Sandy Hook
He's a fucking crazy psychopath anyways.
Watch this doc, man. It's an hour and a half, and it talks about them suing him.
Yeah, which is insane. The way that he tried to backpedal it, and, oh, I didn't say this. And it's like, dude, you fucking clearly said that.
Watch it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Alex Jones. Yeah. I listen to a lot of podcasts, like conspiracy podcasts, and like there's one last podcast on the left, and they just dog on Alex Jones all the time, and the whole InfoWars shit.
But. Well, that's something that they bring up, is like he's just pimping out his supplements and trying to make money off of that. So
yeah, and then the shit that he says and his like political leanings are like they change depending on who it's going to benefit. It's just not.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, this is a documentary, so it's good for other people to form their own opinion if they don't know anything about Alex Jones.
For sure. Yeah,
this is something that's good to you're just expressing your opinion. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But this is something that they put on Max. It's called The Truth versus Alex Jones, and you can see them going into the court and interviews with all the people that were involved with Sandy Hook and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's worth watching. Because it'll make you have an opinion one way or the other.
Yeah, for sure.
So I watched that, and that was on Max that you can stream. Cool. And then I went to the theater and watched a movie called In the Land of Sinners and Saints with Liam Neeson. And it's a period piece back in the mid-70s, and it dealt with Ireland and the IRA and car bombs and things like that. So,
interesting.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Cool.
So that was a good one. And so that was that just came out in the theater last week. So
nice,
that was a good little smaller movie. There's not too many big things out there that I'm digging. So I know the Godzilla and Kong is out, and then I've already seen Dune 2, even though I don't have the accessory like you do.
Well, you're not doing it right, my friend.
I guess not. Maybe I'll have to go butter my popcorn at some point.
You can come over to never mind.
No.
You don't want to reuse mine. Gross. You don't want to reuse my bucket. Trust me.
So gross. That ain't vegan.
Oh, no. Plenty of meat in that bucket.
Too much.
Some would argue too much meat in that bucket.
Yeah, that is the truth. So that's what I've been digging this week.
Cool,
and you, sir, what you been digging?
Okay, so I have all music. All music.
Okay.
Couple of different things I wanted to talk about. So, first one, I found these via the Spotify hashtag genres.
Yep,
some of these, like,
it.
I've not heard of most of these, but then I realized that they're actually super popular. So it's kind of like your Dayglo thing. So
crazy.
One of them is actually a group that singer that you know because it was on like your Funko Getting Ready playlist.
Uh-oh.
You know that song "Hit 'Em Where It Hurts" by Paw Rod.
Yep,
Paw Rod. I just found out about him. I knew that song, but I hadn't heard anything else. Have you heard anything else by them?
If I do, I can't recall right now.
You're really going to dig it. So the song that I found that I really liked is a song called Lemon Haze. one word.
Okay.
Paw, P-A-W, rod. Mm-hmm. Listen to this here.
Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Kind of funky. Just a little shoulder moving.
There we go. Yeah.
It's fun, man.
Mm. Oh, there's some music to walk to.
Yeah, and that's like the whole little like video thing is just him.
Ah,
like,
see? Yep.
Borderline crip walking down the road. It's cool, man.
I told you I've been loving the beat walking when I'm doing some exercising.
Oh, you have to, man.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. In fact, one of my whistle songs
is a really good beat walker.
Oh, I might have a couple on mine.
Okay.
And then another one. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce the name. It's Enny. I think it's supposed to be like maybe an abbreviation for like penny or a shortened version of that. Enny.
Okay. Not Audi?
Enny. You heard of that?
I don't think so.
She is a British rapper. And this song is called Charge It. It's fucking dope, man.
Nope, I haven't heard this. I like that
this
beginning,
is some
though.
Pell vibes, kind of.
Yeah.
Little Kendrick Lamar feel to it.
Okay.
Even a little Sky Zoo, I would say, as well.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Trying to get to the... her rapping, but it's fucking smooth, man. Very heavy.
Yeah,
British
she got
accent.
A good voice.
It's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Yep, there's the Brit.
It's
I hear
fun,
the Brit
man.
In there.
It's great.
She's gonna
I
get some
it.
Chips
Super
riding the lift.
Yeah, man. She's got like 57 million downloads for that song. It's insane, but it's so cool, man. I really, really, really dig it.
The beginning of
more.
That sounds like
meal ticket. Okay, is that what's the song called? I think it's Sky Zoo.
Okay.
Something lunch.
Okay. I believe you.
Oh, maybe it's not Sky Zoo, but there's a song that it sounds very, very familiar to. That I should have had that prepped because I can't remember.
No, that's all right.
Anyways,
yeah.
Yeah, it sounded very familiar too
yeah,
for
right.
me as well.
Right. Okay. Good.
Maybe was it an Anderson .Paak song? Isaiah Rashid or something like that. Isaiah something. I don't know. I'm going all over the place. I can't remember.
Okay.
It's fucking great. It's
yeah,
so goddamn
we can't
good.
Remember.
I don't know who it is. Clearly.
But it sounds familiar.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so then this other one, Joey Perp. You heard of Joey Perp?
Nope. Don't know.
Super
Joey.
Popular.
Yeah.
Really behind on this one, but this song is called Elastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah. You remind me of butterfly.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know this one. This
yeah.
is on my workout. Yeah, this is on my workout list.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is from a TikTok.
I figured as much. It's got like 81 million.
Yeah.
And the rest of his songs have like 5 and 7 million. Still like awesome, but.
Yeah.
I figured it was like got that TikTok bump or something.
Yep.
And then I have like one more, and then I found something awesome.
That's
a
good find.
Get
Where'd you find that? Where'd you hear that?
That was Spotify genres.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember which one it was.
Okay.
One of them I was listening to was like alternative hip hop or like chill hip hop. And then that was another tag that I can't remember which one it was. But
okay.
So this last one I wanted to talk about. This is have you ever heard of Danger Doom?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It was like, you know, MF Doom.
Yes.
Anyways, it's a collaboration with Danger Doom. It was Danger Mouse and MF Doom. There's a song that I really dig called Crosshairs.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
so good,
that's
man.
That's a real good one.
Awesome. Let me get to some vocals for those who don't know.
Sure. Zach loves MF Doom. That's like his favorite.
So good, man.
Yeah, that's really good.
And then...
Did you hear me?
No, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I said Zach, MF Doom is like his favorite.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he loves MF Doom.
That's why I'm surprised I didn't hear about this, because I've listened to MF Doom before, but I didn't know that there was, you know, Danger Mouse and MF Doom had something together. And so when this popped up as like Danger Doom, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm like, this is fucking MF Doom. And then...
Yeah.
I clicked on it. I was like, holy shit, this is a collab with Danger Mouse. That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's fun when they do that.
Oh, I love it so much. Yeah. Okay, so I have been looking up, trying to find ways to find like artists on Spotify that have like very few downloads or kind of underground things, right?
Sweet, yeah.
And so I was trying to figure out if there was like a way within Spotify to search, like if there was like an option to turn that on. And there isn't. But what I did find,
what'd you find,
is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Spotify. So for those of you listening on like Apple, sorry, I guess you don't.
Or Stitcher.
You don't know. Or Stitcher, you know, because we know you're out there.
Yeah.
But there's this website I found.
Yeah.
It's on like the Web Archive.
Okay.
And this website, that's a weird feedback there, what that was about. But this website,
you got storms
there's
going
different.
On.
What's up?
You got storms going on.
Yeah, I do have storms happening, so
yeah.
Hopefully that's not going to affect us. So if you hear any rumbling in the back, it's not my belly.
Yeah.
It's the storm. Well, there's a storm brewing.
We got a couple storms brewing.
There's a couple storms happening. But anyways, and so I'm going to close the website because it was acting weird. But that website, there's different like syntax and parameters that you could enter in onto Spotify.
Oh.
So you could do like type in like the minus sign and like negative live, and then that way if you're searching like AC/DC and you do -/- live, it takes away all of the live recordings.
Oh, okay. So
and so
like
there's different
filter.
Things that you can search. You can search like there's like a record label, so if you like, if you found something that you like that was on, you know, a specific label, you can just search that label.
Oh.
So there's just kind of a cool thing I found. But the big takeaway on this same website page, this, it was almost like a thread or whatever, and this guy posted a link, and he's like, "But if you're looking for something like, because I was the search was trying to find like less than 1,000 followers or just like very low listened songs."
Yeah.
This guy goes by the name JPG Chief, like JPEG Chief.
Yeah,
has a playlist of like 7 hours of different artists that all have less than 1,000 followers or monthly listens.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pretty
good. Some of these are really fucking cool.
Did you find some then?
I've got some that I really enjoyed. So I want to share a couple of those with
you. Okay.
So the first one is a song called Sunny. And it is by, oh, shit. I think, what am I saved playlist here real quick? Sorry. This one is called Sunny. Where did my playlist go? I was ready. Now I'm not. Here we go. Okay, and the group is called Stony, S-T-O-N-N-I-I.
Okay.
And let me play a little bit of that for you here.
Feels like a Jimmy
Buffett.
Australian
singer.
Feels like a Jimmy Buffett.
It feels like it at first, but it's actually, it's not so bad. It's fun.
That's all right. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
282 monthly listens.
Okay.
But I still really dig it.
Yeah.
The other one was called Don't Be a Fool. And this one is by Andy Smith.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, tell me be a fool.
Jeez.
Tell me live my life. Let me find it here. Shit.
Where'd it go?
Damn it. What the hell?
What are you doing over there, man?
I'm fucking it up. You're fucking it up.
Big time.
Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool, Bogan.
Don't be a fool. Okay.
It's just fun. I don't know. Yeah. I kind of like it. A little folksy.
Dude, I think we could put something like this on there. We could put a fucking song together like this.
We totally could.
Yeah.
But so this is the big takeaway. This one here is massive, and I'm surprised he's not more popular because I will definitely be diving deep into this. He's only got one song out right now.
Okay.
431 monthly listens.
Yeah.
This song has 20,000 plays, right?
Okay.
This guy's name is Colin Mason. Excuse me, Colin Manson.
Okay.
This guy, I want to read you his bio just real quick because this is something that I think you would appreciate.
Okay.
So, born and raised on the rural west coast of Scotland, Colin Manson is a singer-songwriter who spent 3 years on sailing voyages across the Atlantic
and
Pacific Oceans. Collins' music combines indie and folk with intricate patterns of finger-picking on guitar and luscious cello harmonies. His thought-provoking, introspective lyrics are inspired by nature, philosophy, and his time at sea. All the songs were written and conceived on his sailing voyages.
I'm sold. So, I like this. Oh,
dude, it's so cool. And this song is called Where We Started.
Okay.
Oh, I really, really, really dig it.
Okay. Colin Manson, huh?
Colin, C-O-L-I-N-M-A-N-S-O-N.
That's exactly how I'd spell it.
That's exactly how you thought you'd spell it. There it is, yep. It's just such a great late night.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to some of the vocals because you can
hear
his accent in it, but it's so good. Don't be
so hard. I like the vocals, yeah. It might turn out alright if you try just a little. Oh, this is a good find. Yeah, this is like
a great,
like a David Gray. So,
yes, yeah. Now the cello is it's just, and the song is like 3 minutes, right on the nose.
Wow, yeah. Good job, buddy.
Anyways, yeah, songs Where We Started, and that was, I found that on the playlist, so I've got a shit ton more to go through to try to find, but I just thought that was, I like, I can't remember, who was it? There was somebody that you were telling me about that was like on a boat that just has like his little yacht, and he
Goth
was just,
Babe.
Yacht Babe, that's what it was,
Goth Babe, yep.
Yeah, Goth Babe, mm-hmm. And it was just so cool, like, hearing that, and so I was just kind of, I was going through and like playing like snippets of these songs on this playlist, and then I would look to see like, okay, what's their story?
The story's
great.
And when
I saw that this dude was like 3 years on a boat and just him, I could just picture him like sailing around listening to these, you know, writing Amazing. These songs and playing a guitar.
Yeah.
It's so cool, man.
Really cool.
So, well, anyway, so that was my big find.
Along those lines, there's that Freak song, High Top Hangover. Did I send that to you?
I don't think so. That doesn't sound familiar.
There's only like 300 some.
Did we listen to that last episode?
Freaks?
I don't remember. Maybe we did.
Okay.
I don't recall.
I thought I remember you saying something about it being a cool name. Maybe it was.
Possibly.
Yeah. But I brought it up because there was another group that I thought that Catherine song.
And I was maybe you did play the Freaks first, like, and the then freaks, led into Catherine.
Yeah.
Which has been on repeat, by the way.
That's such song. A good fucking song. Yeah. Yep. That
especially like
I love it.
You know, with like, it's been kind of rainy and stormy, and like, I just
been
kind of in this melancholy vibe. And so, like, late at night when it's like storming and I'm listening to Catherine, or now Colin Manson is adding into that. It's just going to be a great, just late night. Just
you haven't been whistling to too many of them, huh?
Not whistling to those, no. But I will be eating Korean pancakes and ice cream to those songs, though. That much I can promise you, sir.
Good.
Okay. So, all right. Well, there's enough of the sad stuff. Let's get into some fun shit. So,
yeah.
This week, you sent me this. What a great fucking idea, man.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. This was a fantastic topic. So this week, we did our top five songs we love whistling to.
Yeah.
And you did the caveat of
That's right.
they can't have whistling in the song.
That's a big one. Because
it's massive.
Yeah.
I will say,
you
though,
said something right off the bat, right? You were like, we're probably going to have the same ones.
Correct. So the song, so Funkel and I are big whistlers, so we do a lot of like whistling. I do a lot of like humming. It's just constantly songs are constantly playing in my head, and same with you.
It's great.
And so when you said this, my first thought was, you know, Peter, Bjorn, and John, Young Folks.
Yeah,
so good. And like that's, and if you look up any kind of like whistling playlist, like that's all there. I just was just kind of like curious to see what people were like searching, and like that's like the number one
Young
song.
Folks, right off the bat.
Yeah, right, and it's great fucking song.
Yeah, it's
such a good song.
Uh-huh.
So I was nervous because like that would have been my number one if I was going to include. And
I know.
And so I have, so a little backstory. So mine, I have five songs, and I have like a shit ton of honorable mentions.
Ah,
so
okay.
We can go through. I figured what you do, like a 5-4-3. down two, and then before we do our one, we can do honorable mentions if you have them. I'm sure you've got.
I definitely do.
Doubles and triples and stuff.
Yeah.
But you chose to do no whistling. Any particular reason?
No whistling in the song. Yes, just because a lot of times it's easy to whistle along to a whistle that's already in there.
Right.
And so that's why I was like, we would double up if we did that. So when you take out the whistle, then you're left with just the melody. And sometimes they have words and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And especially on my list. So
my honorable mention.
Yeah.
Oh. The same way.
Okay. Well, I would like to propose that I will whistle them and see if you can guess them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's no whistle in the song.
Okay. Okay. So, we'll play that.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could whistle some of mine.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. If you're whistling along.
Well, I meant like, I like having the music play too because it helps me keep it on key.
Oh,
we'll play. We'll see what happens. We'll do this.
Yeah. Let's just have fun with it.
Okay. So for those of you listening, sorry. Hopefully the whistling isn't too piercing.
Well, the title will be on the episode. So if you're listening, you like whistles.
And you're probably going to be whistling along, hopefully.
So, hopefully.
Okay, here we go. So this was your pick. So do you... fuck, how do we do this?
You start with your five.
I think I do my number five.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we're wrong, we're wrong.
We're wrong?
Yeah.
What else?
Would I lie?
Would I lie? My number five...
Okay.
...is a song that my wife... absolutely hates.
Oh.
I love this song.
Oh, wow.
I tell her, I play it all the time in the car, specifically when she makes me mad because I know that she doesn't like it.
Okay.
Just to kind of add fuel to the fire. Okay. My number five.
Your five.
If You Want to Be Happy by Jimmy Soul. Hey, man. I saw your wife the other day.
Yeah.
And she's ugly.
Yeah, she's ugly.
Yeah, baby. That's right.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
I'll play a little bit of it. So for those of you who don't know, I could probably do that for each of these songs. Just kind of give you a little taste of it. But this is Jimmy Soul.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go for it.
Yeah, I gotta do it. Oh, it's so loud. I'm sure it comes in so loud.
I already did it. I'm sorry.
Get an ugly girl to marry you. Ugh.
Yeah.
This is such a fun fucking song to sing to, man.
Yeah, you're snapping, you're whistling. Yeah, the whole bit. Good pick. And you do that just to piss your wife off.
Oh, I'll play this song. Like, we'll just be driving in the car. And, like, so Charlie's now, we're trying to, instead of her just taking over the music the whole time, so now we're taking turns. We're practicing our
sharing. There we
go. Like, so, like, you know, Charlie gets the pick, so we'll play.
Yeah.
Now it's all Taylor Swift. So now we'll play a Taylor Swift for her.
Snakes
and on. Then Taylor will get the pick, and then it'll be my turn. Uh-huh. And then depending on what's happening, I'll play. Oh, is it Daddy's turn?
Oh, no. Don't do that. Oh, my gosh.
No, Charlie hates it, so it's typically just all Taylor Swift anyways. But but I will play this in the car, and Taylor, I'll be like, I love this song so much. She's like, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm miserable.
That's what Charlie said, or your wife?
No, my wife. I'll tell her, like, baby, I'm not happy. I'm just miserable, you know, because you're not ugly. You're beautiful.
So beautiful.
I love you so much, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my number five.
Okay.
Jimmy Soul.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. My number five, I would like to introduce with the whistle. And mind you, the whistle is not in the song. I am just whistling the melody.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. All right. Here we go. See if you can guess.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Yeah. That's a good whistling song.
There we go.
That's a good whistling
song. You got it. You nailed it.
Raindrops keep falling on
my head. That's right. That was a song that was made for the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And it's B.J. Thomas and Burt Bacharach.
Ladies and gentlemen, Burt Bacharach.
Very good. Good job. You got it right out the gate.
Should we play
the gate?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Good job.
Thanks. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Oh, you going to play a little bit?
Do you want me to play a little bit of it?
Yeah, go for it.
You said it was B.J. Thomas, right?
Yeah, but just raindrops keep falling on my head. Should bring it up.
This popped up as Burt Bacharach's version.
Burt Bacharach.
I never want to fall in love again.
This version sucks.
This is trash. Yeah, I'm not fucking listening to you, Burt.
Yeah, go with BJ. BJ Thomas.
Oh,
BJ gets
BJ.
The job done.
I always go with Yeah, this is better.
There
You're
you
right.
go.
BJ knows what's up. Such a fun song.
Fun. You can whistle that all day.
Keep moving. Good pick. That's a
Thank
fun one.
You.
Yeah,
Oscar
that's
winner.
A fun one.
Oscar winner yeah. right there.
Nice, nice, nice.
Okay. And so this next one, number four, I was going to do Catherine. Just because I love that yeah. sax part.
That's the thing, though. Like, so I was trying, when I was making my list, I was really yeah. trying not to just do like songs that I've been hearing recently. I really
That's
was
why
trying to think, like,
yep.
okay, what are songs that yeah. I truly enjoy whistling to?
Yeah.
And so I was going through some of my old playlists, and I'm like, oh, this is the one. Like, this is the one that mm-hmm. I just adore. I yeah. love whistling to this. And I'll catch myself whistling them, like, when I'm out in stores or driving. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I was trying to pick this. So, but
yeah.
it's very hard to not have, like, that, what is it, recency bias?
Yeah.
What it's called?
Recency
yeah,
bias.
It's really difficult not to try to
yeah. yeah.
fucking
so,
whistle.
So oh, I've been whistling that and listening to that song nonstop for the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So I had it on there, but then I was just like, oh, now I got the one to put in there. And that is, how's it go? Well, I want to tell you just because you wouldn't recognize it. But,
oh, okay.
But I know Ort would. I know Rude would. I know my brother would.
Oh.
So I'm going to whistle it.
Okay. Ba-da-ba-da. Is that a theme song?
No, it's not. It's called Feels So Good by Chuck Mangione.
We talked about this one. This was on your...
I brought it up, yes.
Yeah.
But it's fun to whistle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
This one.
That one. You
yeah,
have to
I
scrub,
totally
though. It's a super slow one at the beginning. But then it picks up. Yeah. And look at that picture. That guy loves his horn.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
We talked with. I heard this song. This was in a movie or something, but I knew this one when you mentioned it on your
yeah.
time capsule.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew that you would know the song.
I couldn't tell you what it was called or who.
But exactly. Who's, that's yeah. what it was. You wouldn't know the title. So that's my four.
I was trying to get to where he does the horn. Good.
It's fun. And then you got a little porn little in the background there.
Oh, is that what you're doing? You're whistling that?
No.
I didn't know if that was Pac-Man or something. And somebody's playing fucking... What's fucking going on? That's great. Okay.
Yeah. So that was my five and four. So
okay.
you're up with
okay,
your four,
okay.
senor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. We'll do my number four.
Okay. Let's
see if I can hang on. See if I can whistle it.
Let's hear it. Is that Staying Alive?
No.
Oh. Do it again.
Yeah. One, two, one, two, three.
Bon, dun, 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 dun.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Oogum boogum.
Yes.
Yeah. Oogum. That's fun. Yeah.
Especially when he does the... Yeah. Oogum Boogum song.
Oogum Boogum,
Brenton
baby.
Wood.
That's a great one.
Oh, this is one yeah. of those good, too, when you're walking.
Yeah. Oh, this is some... You're doing some finger banging. You're pointing out people and
oh,
being
I'm
like,
finger
oh,
banging
what up?
Everybody. Oh, don't you worry about my finger banging. Oh, yeah. It's happening.
Now, we should explain to people, our finger banging is when we're pointing.
Nope, it's exactly
yes,
what you think it is.
Nope. No, we're pointing at people and, like, doing a finger banging. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like your finger's a gun. Yeah, there you go. You got
Unless you're Taylor.
Uh-oh.
Then Those are holstered, my friend. There's some other finger banging. She's going to love me referencing that on the podcast. I bet she will. So
this is all about Taylor. She's going to love this one.
This is going to be so much fun. All right, number three.
You just finger bang your wife?
Fucking A, I did. Right here on the pod. You got to earn that explicit tag.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. Number three. I'm not going to whistle this one.
Okay.
But I want to play this one. It's actually so bad. I think the whistling is very obnoxious to people, so I'm sorry in advance. My number three, this album is probably one of my favorite albums of all time. This is one that I will whistle all these songs, but specifically this one.
Okay.
Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah.
Oh.
Over and over again.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because it's that... That part. I just love that beginning part.
That's good. Not enough people know about this music.
Not enough people appreciate this fucking album.
Yeah. That's the part that you were whistling is the...
Yeah, just that. Yep.
Okay.
And then you can do it like when he picks it up a little bit. Yes. And he does that. That's kind of fun to whistle to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just fun. I don't know. It's clap your hands, say yeah. Over and over again. Parentheses, lost and found. It's just a fun one, man. I totally love that. That whole album is so goddamn good.
Yeah, yeah. All the way through. Okay. But I've noticed that when I was putting this list together, it's about like... The high-pitched people that we can't get to or, like, the horns that we can't necessarily represent.
Exactly. Yeah. That I was going to ask you that beforehand, like, if there's a specific, like, I try to whistle, like, all the songs I listen to, and I don't. Because it's just, they're either lower register or, like, I just can't do it. But when you find those songs that have, like, that higher pitch or, like, that awesome horns or, like, the synth is just really loud.
Yeah.
Like, it's, that's why I'm a hummer. I can't sing.
Well, I can't either, but I like trying.
I like doing it. I like belting it out, though.
So there's always a weird distinction, too, like when you're doing like the instrument and then you're going into the words.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to do the beat or like the saxophone with Catherine, and then you just weave into the words because you don't know the words.
You just making your own little thing, man.
Like fun. Tiny Dancer, and he's like, and he says something about humming the song, the words you don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he say something about that in one of the lyrics?
Somebody did.
Yeah. We'll say it was that song.
Yeah, we'll say it was Tiny Dancer. Awesome.
So, yeah.
That was my number three.
Okay.
That was my four and three. You, sir.
All right. So, my number three is one of the, it's something that, everybody would recognize, and
Staying Alive.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm staying alive.
Yeah,
that's why I whistle, because I can't sing.
Just stay whistling, buddy. Stay whistling. This isn't my favorite Bee Gees song.
Oh, have you watched that Bee Gees documentary yet on Max? That's mind-blowing, man. They have, like, three different careers. Like, they have their own eras. Yeah, when they came out of either New Zealand or Australia, and they were trying to be, like the Beatles. And so they had, like, sing-songy songs that weren't... There was a song...
Australia.
They have a song, like Purdy. It's like Purdy Drive or something like that. But they sing that song, to love somebody the way I do. You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
To love somebody. That's the Bee Gees. And you know the song, I started a joke.
I think I heard it like in a movie or something. It sounds familiar, but I don't.
That's the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
And that was when they were doing like sing-songy stuff that wasn't until they, and they started the loop. They were the first group to do a loop. Mm-hmm. They like,
I think we talked about that.
Physically did that. They talk about it in that documentary.
I think that's what you were trying to sell me on for that doc, was how they do that. This is the best Bee Gees song.
Oh, let's hear it.
If you ask me.
Oh, Jive Talking?
Fucking A.
Yeah, Jive Talking.
I love some Jive Talking. Boom, boom, boom.
They talk about this in the that beginning part, that wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
That was them going over a bridge. And it would make like this wah, 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 every time that they would go over it. And they put it into that song that way.
Oh, this makes me happy.
Talk about some beat walking, man.
We need to do a top five of just some beat walking. Because like this shit right here, oh. I have a playlist called Walking Like John Travolta.
Oh, and it's nice.
Just like, oh.
Yep. Little, eating okay. A slice, carrying some paint. Yeah, there's it's a very specific BPM for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're doing from 85 to 89.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't count it, but yeah. It's right there.
Yep, right around there.
Cool. All right, man.
Yeah.
Stay alive. That's a good one. That was my three.
Okay. And so I got a 2 for 2. All right.
Ready.
And these are both scores from a movie. I'll tell you that right off the bat. And you know one of them.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Luxottania, whatever it is, from Requiem for a Dream.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Requiem for a Dream. Luxottana.
Luxottana, that's what it's called.
By Clint Manso. Yeah. And you have to scrub into the middle of that one because it starts off really slow.
This part right here.
This plays this all through that great movie, and there are some dark moments that is playing.
Oh. I was listening to another podcast of a guy that lives in town here, and if I remember correctly, I think they shit on that movie. And they were talking about, like...
It's a dark movie.
But
it's a good movie.
But they mentioned it. Like, I think it was like movies that you only need to see once. And I was like,
I agree.
That's enough.
I agree with that.
That's fucking enough.
You're right. Yep. I concur.
Oh. At first, I was like, how dare you talk shit? And then they were talking about it. And I'm like,
I just
need
That's
fucked up.
That's all it took.
And then they were like, oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Somebody had just
pretty much straight
up. Somebody had mentioned the comment, like, oh, yeah, this was like the first time I've seen it. I'm like, man, I saw that shit when I was like 10. Like, I was like 9. Yes. I had to go upstairs in my jammies and cuddle Scooby-Doo because that shit was fucked up, man.
Boy, anybody tries to offer you some drugs after that, you were like, hell no.
No. You think I would? No.
You start hearing me whistle.
Just in the background, just over my shoulder. Yeah. Do you want Shooter McGavin to try to sell you some fucking weight loss stuff? No.
We got ourselves a winner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, refrigerator what a great
start
movie.
Talking to you and moving. Yeah. Yeah. So that's one that I like to whistle.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your other one?
Okay. This was, I don't think you've seen this movie. It's a 90s movie, but I know Trav would know it right off the bat.
Okay.
And it is.
No.
It's called The Kiss by Trevor Jones, and it is from the Last of the Mohicans soundtrack.
Oh, yep. Here it is. Right here.
And it's when he's like, when he's finding Madeline Stowe. So this is Daniel Day-Lewis, and it's taking place around the War of 1812. And so there's a battle going on, and he's trying to find this woman to try to protect her. Yeah. And he's like running through like cannonballs firing off and shit.
Oh,
and this
cool.
is playing, and he's running up to her, and he finally gets to her, and he gives her plants one on her. Oh,
yeah,
it's a Michael Mann movie too. So I mean, it is some. Good
I've definitely action. Seen this movie.
You have seen it?
Yeah, I've definitely.
Oh,
seen
okay.
This. Yeah.
Oh, this gets me going. I want to dodge some cannonballs again.
who wants a kiss?
Where's my Madeline Stowe? this is such a great soundtrack, though.
Fun.
Good score. So, so that's another one that gets me going.
Cool, man. All right.
That's
nice.
Fun to whistle.
Nice.
It's hard to whistle, though, because it's super quick.
Yeah.
It's a quick one. Yeah. Yeah. So you really got to wet that whistle.
Yep.
All right.
Wet that shit. All right. Okay.
So don't you're give two me and one. One yet.
I'll give you my two, but I don't want to give you my one.
That's
yet,
right.
So
we got honorable mentions. Yeah. Okay.
So my number two is actually the only song I have on this list that has whistling on it.
Oh, good job then.
I was thinking about taking it out, but I'm like, no, I really enjoy this song.
Okay.
This is a great whistling song. I've mentioned this song on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
The band is called The Dead South, and the song is called In Hell, I'll Be in Good Company.
Ah. I don't remember it.
And this is just a fun... It's so fun.
That is fun. That
and
is
then
dark.
The fucking strings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun, man. It's a great song. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
The guys look fun as shit.
Yeah, they're having a good time. Look at them. They fit right in Harlan.
Like I say, it looks like my neighbors.
Not Harlem.
No.
Harlan.
My honorable mention, I literally typed out in live in Harlan, and it is not live in Harlan. So let's go to my honorable mentions.
Okay, here we go.
Ever since El Guapo was on here, I have been obsessed with Sam Cooke. Live in Harlem Square. And so the one that I whistle all the fucking time because of that is Sam Cooke's version of Chain Gang on Live at Harlem.
Yeah.
Harlem.
Listen to you.
I just did it again. It's this one. This is just so fun to whistle to. And it's hard, but...
Yeah.
And that's also fun to say, too, the...
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Go ahead.
Ah! I am
he
not
did
whistling
it.
This. That's it. There it is. This is just such a fun... Oh.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Good job.
It's just fun to listen. I don't know. This album is incredible. I looked it up. I can actually get it on vinyl. I'm really thinking about buying this on vinyl.
Yeah.
It is just, I've been obsessed.
Loved it, huh?
Obsessed with it. Ever since he showed us that.
Wow.
Then I'm not gonna play all of my honorable mentions. Another one I had was We're Gonna Be Friends by the White Stripes.
Yep.
It's got some whistling in it. Kind of a surprising one, Wet Sand by Red Hot Chili Peppers off of Stadium Arcadium.
You love that album, man.
I'm obsessed with that album.
Yep,
that's a
you
great
sure
album.
Are. Yep.
Obviously, PB&J, Young
yep.
Folks.
Yep.
Home, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yep.
That's
I had
one.
That
Pumped
as my
Up
honorable
Kicks.
Mention. Yep.
Foster the People.
Good job.
Twisted Nerve.
Kill Bill. I was going to bring that up.
I whistle that shit all the time.
Yeah.
It's a fun one
shit.
To whistle.
Hell yeah.
It's hard to whistle, but it's fun to whistle.
Uh-huh. And people know exactly what you're doing.
Well, because now, like, people have sampled that song, but still, like, I love whistling that song.
Yeah.
Save It for Later by the English Beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then another song from a Kill Bill, or from from Kill Bill, Woohoo by the 5678s.
Oh,
boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that's fun. So those were my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to do your honorable mentions?
Yeah, you knocked out a couple of them. So I would just add Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. Goodbye to Rosie, Queen of Verona.
It's
Me and
that
Julio
was.
Down by the Schoolyard.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great one in Royal Tenenbaums when they're getting up to no good. I love that.
Yeah,
great part.
You mentioned that song before.
Yeah. You don't know that song?
No, you have.
Oh,
I was just saying that you've mentioned that song before.
Patience by GNR.
Oh, That's a good one. That's such a good one.
That's the whistle right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And the funny, well, interesting fact about the movie Die Hard, which I still don't think you've watched, right?
I've seen Die Hard for sure.
All the way through?
Yes. I haven't seen it, like, because you've referenced it before, and it's like, dude, it's been a minute since I've seen it. But I have absolutely have seen Die Hard.
Well, Alan Rickman whistles his own, like, theme song. Because they put Beethoven in there. And mm-hmm. so each time that they would see him, Beethoven would come on there. And at the very beginning, when he's riding in the elevator, he's whistling his own, like, theme song.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty fun little fact.
That's awesome.
So little things like that. And sitting on the dock of the bay, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the ones that I put on there as my honorable mentions.
Fucking animals.
Yep. There are animals all around.
All around us.
So you're up with your number one.
My number one.
Number one.
Is a song that I listen to a lot.
Okay.
It's always on, like, my top songs on Spotify, but not, like, my top five. It's definitely, like, top 15.
Yeah.
Is this song.
Oh, you wish that I knew what I know now.
Yeah, Ooh La La by Faces.
Ooh La La.
That's the one. I love whistling this song. Yeah. This is such a fun song. Just a... Yep, exactly. It's just a fun driving song. This is with the windows are rolled down and you're smacking the side of the car and whistling and just singing along.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. There you go.
It's so fun. It's so fun. I love it so much.
Yeah. Oh, right, that's
anyways,
fun.
That's my number one.
That's a great one.
It's fun, dude. It's that's a fun very song fun. To whistle, man. It's, yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
My number one is my number one because I like to do it around people and see if they hear it and say something. And it's a 50-50 shot, and people will say something.
Okay.
And that is,
Oh yeah, pure imagination. Yeah.
Yeah. Your imagination.
That's a good one to whistle. That's a great one to whistle.
And as most people know, I'm a FedEx driver, and when I'm mm-hmm. like walking around corners and things like that. Mm-hmm. I whistle all the time so people know that I
know you're there.
I'm coming. Or I'm walking around.
Uh-oh.
That I'm walking around. Watch out. I'm walking around the
corner. You're
about
to get fat chested. Watch out.
Stop the fat. No fat chesting. I'm whistling as a warning.
Fuck, that's a FedEx guy. He's about ready to come. He's got a package.
It's pure imagination. Get out of here. So I do that as like a warning for people to know. Here I come.
That with Taylor, just randomly.
No, don't you.
You're like, are you whistling right now?
You're almost,
I learned it from Funkle.
You're almost finishing.
I learned it from Funkle.
If you want to see paradise.
You better use some imagination.
Here's
honey.
A paradise
this is not
for
gonna
you
be paradise.
To see. You're dice dangler, and you're whistling along.
These schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Oh, yeah, wait till the main
course. Yeah, they do, honey. Oh, yes, they do.
She ain't turning blue.
No. Oh no.
Oh my god. Yeah.
She is eating the chocolate river though, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh wow, that took a turn. That took a turn.
That
I did
was
not
wrong.
Expect.
I'll take it back. I'll take it back.
Wow.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Wonka.
Oh,
that got crazy.
Just a gloop here, real quick.
Yeah,
man, I'll tell
you. But yeah, pure imagination. That's a fun one to whistle around people and get the just to get a little reaction. I always like doing that.
I'm surprised people like it's really 50-50.
Well, when they say something.
Oh, okay.
People know it, but for them to acknowledge
right
it.
Right now with that movie out, I'm sure that's...
Right.
Yeah. Cool,
but,
man.
But yeah, and one of the things about whistling is it's usually addictive.
Because
other people will whistle along with you as well. They'll... Mm. One of those things that it like contagious is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Not addictive. Yeah. Right. It's contagious and other people will start whistling and you're just like, why are you fucking with my whistle? I'm whistling. Hey, and now you got your own? What are we?
You get your own fucking thing going on here.
Yeah. We're not battle whistling.
Yeah.
Cause I'll win.
You got to whistle off?
We're not going to whistle off because I'm winning. I don't know if you just heard.
I'm already coming. So you're late to the party.
I'm already off.
I'm already done.
You can whistle all you want.
It's your turn. I'm going to go
smoke. But my Dixie is done.
Wait, whistle this Dixie. That's for sure.
You ain't whistling this Dixie.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So that's our top five.
That's fun, man. Yeah. Just a fun little one. Just some songs that we enjoy.
And we didn't cross over. Good job.
I was nervous that we were going to, but I really tried to find songs that after you said you weren't going to add whistling songs, and I really try to find songs that I really do love whistling to, or just songs that I like. Yeah. Humming to or singing to, and I'm like, oh, these are songs that I whistle to all the time. Like, I need to include these.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other ones too, but those are just the ones that, we're big whistlers, man.
Yeah. And
coming all the time.
All the time. Watch out now. We'll let you know.
Well, you'll hear it.
You'll definitely hear it.
You'll know. Well, do you have any recs or anything?
Yeah, I wrote some recs down because there's some new movie streaming. It's April now, so there's some new stuff out there. There's one that would it's one of those that was on How Did This Get Made? And I don't think you've ever seen it, but listen to this all-star cast, Oscar-winning cast, all right?
Okay.
You got Gary Oldman.
Okay.
You got Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
You got Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
Those three right off the bat. And there's other ones in there, but those
what
are the
movie is this?
Top three. It's called Tiptoes. Have you heard of it?
No. Probably
okay,
was.
So Gary Oldman plays a little man. and Matthew McConaughey is his brother.
Okay.
And Gary Oldman literally is walking on his knees, like through the movie.
Wow.
Yeah. It's super offensive.
Holy shit.
It's
I can't wild
wait to watch. To watch.
It.
You're like, are you kidding? How is this? What is going on here? Yeah. It is crazy. So that is now on Prime. So you can watch that. Full Swing on Netflix. Have you watched any of those?
No, but I want to because that's the golf. That's the golf doc.
That
right?
was the season two is out now.
Yeah.
So that's one that I thought you would like. I don't know if you heard, but Lou Gossett Jr. passed away recently. I'm not sure.
I just saw that today on Facebook. Like literally a couple minutes before we started recording, I was scrolling through Facebook.
So he
that.
Passed away. One of his biggest movies, and I think he either won an Oscar or he was definitely nominated. I'm not sure if he won or not. I think he did. For An Officer and a Gentleman, that is on Max, and that is a great movie, 80s movie, and that has a song that I think Joe Cocker won best song. Love lifts us up where we belong.
I know that song.
So that song is from this movie, and it won an Oscar.
Oh, nice.
For
okay,
best
cool.
song, and that has Richard Gere, Lou Gossett Jr., and Deborah Winger. Pretty good flick.
Fun, okay.
So that one. And then the movie I told you about with Dune, I think it's called Jodorowsky's Dune. And that's a documentary about this artist that wanted to do his Dune. That is on Max. So
nice.
It starts
I'm gonna watch
with J-O-D and Dune.
Nice.
So you put that in Max and you should be able to find it. And if you've never seen Captain Fantastic, that is also streaming on Max.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound
My gosh, that is a fantastic movie. And you as a father, you should absolutely watch that.
Captain Fantastic. Okay, yeah. I'll check it out.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Yes. Good music, too. Yeah.
Nice.
That I think you'll love. So
cool.
Those are the recs that I have for that are now available to stream.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So there we go.
I didn't have anything, but I forgot to write them down. But
that's
I'll
okay.
come next week with them. But all right. Yep. Well, what are your guys' thoughts? What are some of the songs, your favorite songs to whistle to? You can let us know by leaving a review or a comment on whatever you're listening to us on. If you're on the website, culturedudes.com, you can check a link up top to our social media.
Check a link.
You can also take a look at our merch stuff over on TeePublic. All that shit's on our website. And then what do we got going on next? What do we...
Oh, so we'll do... we're almost to 100.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do our 50 thing. So we'll do the top five, or not top five, but we'll do a GOAT one, greatest album of all time. That'll be the next one.
Okay.
So that'll be, I think, number 54.
Yes. And do you know what that is on top of your head?
Not on the top of my head. Nope.
I don't recall either. I could look it up real quick. Is that Station to Station?
For Bowie?
Yeah. I know that he's...
Okay, he's up.
He's getting there. Let me look real quick. I can do it here.
I think Stevie Wonder's coming up again, too.
No, it's James Brown. Star Time is 54.
Oh, there we go. Star Time. Okay.
We are getting to Bowie. Bowie is 52, Station to Station.
All right. So we got a little James Brown happening.
Oh, yeah. Okay cool.
What?
We got some Hendrix after that.
Yep.
53. So this will be fun. Cool, man.
Yep. And then we'll try to hit those 50s and then end on, well, not end, but... have the 100, our 100th episode, to be our 5-in, 5-out of the top 50.
5-in, 5-out. That's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah, from 100 to 50.
Cool. All right.
That'll be
so
fun.
So keep an eye out for that. So we'll have some stuff coming down the pipe.
Got some good stuff coming down the pipe.
It's going to be fun. But
coming out the pipe, too.
All right, well, that's it. That's it for, for us. Them not so much.
Not so much for them.
All right, well, that's it for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us, and until next week...
keep spinning what you're digging, y'all.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
And we will see you next Tuesday, suckers.
That's right, suckers.
Suckers!
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go? Story.